Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Glenn, the research director from International Health. We're in Arizona. Write down my personal number. I know I'm jumping around quite a bit, but I will email you any of the articles proving what I'm saying is true. Call me at my research office. Arizona is on West Coast time, 480-429-0021. Want to finish up a little bit about the masks, okay, about the vaccines, okay? I have wonderful articles. One of them I'm looking at here, 18 reasons why I will not take the vaccine. One, did you know that there is no liability? Hopefully you know that. That was done by our wonderful politicians many years ago. So if you get damaged, and thousands of people a week are dying, thousands of people a week are being paralyzed and having horrific side effects. You're not hearing a word of those numbers on the controlled media, and I don't care who you're talking about. Well, Fox News is good. No, they're not. They're lying scumbags. They might have a couple of people who are good, but by and large, they're not saying, all it is vaccines, 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 vaccines. The whole push on this is to get the vaccine. It's not even a vaccine. It's a medical device that changes your DNA into your bloodstream. It gives you an AIDS-like virus that completely wipes out your immune system. So when the next bioweapon is released, it could have started already. It's probably going to be an Ebola-type hemorrhagic fever, okay, because what's coming across our southern border? Now, I live in Arizona. I have many law enforcement people that I'm personal friends with who are customers. Take anything you're hearing about what's happening at the southern border, multiply it by at least 10. They have videos. Children are being sexually assaulted and raped down there at the border. The worst diseases you can imagine are coming across our southern border. They're putting these people on buses and trains and jets, flying them all over the country because they want another. They'll call it a pandemic. It won't be a pandemic, but you are going to get horrific diseases. It's already happening, okay? Probably going to be an Ebola-type bleed-out. And if you know anything about Ebola, and anyway, are there products to stop it? Yes. Have they been tested? Clinical studies on it? Yes. And gee, just a couple of weeks ago, Fox News, another scumbag communist news organization, started talking about an Ebola vaccine. Oh, and now you have the new implantable microchip under the skin to detect COVID. Okay, the masks. Okay, not only lowering your blood oxygen levels. And again, call me, 480-429-0021. I can email you all the proof of this. Okay, they now have scientists with very high-powered microscopes taking pictures and looking at the masks, and they're not only seeing and testing cancer-causing chemicals, they're seeing nanoworms implanted in the fiber of the masks. Where are most of the masks made? In China. We're at war with China. I have a document of a speech given by a China, real high-up Chinese government guy, said they want to take over the United States, kill every man, woman, and child. Okay, they'll probably do it with what's called gene-specific bioweapons invented by Israel. Well, what's a gene-specific bioweapon? They have bioweapons that, like if the Jews wanted to release one that would only kill Arabs, they have them. Okay? And the Chinese are working with Israel intelligence, the synagogue of Satan, okay, as mentioned in God's Word. Okay, and they have gene-specific bioweapons. So anybody who takes the vaccine, this is why Dr. Judy Miklovitz, you can look her up, okay, has said 50 to 100 million Americans will die. Whoever took the vaccine will have no immune system when this next wave is released on purpose to lock us down again, to completely collapse everything. But just so you know, in this article, there is no liability at all for any of the vaccine people and the manufacturers. And the newest one to be finding out, if you get, now it's not FDA approved. There is no vaccine currently on the market that is FDA approved. It's emergency release. Oh, okay. If you get the vaccine and die, if you have life insurance, it doesn't pay off. They don't have to. You took an unapproved vaccine. You die from it. Your family's out of luck. And then one of the biggest reasons, look up the checkered past. That's a polite way of saying they're absolute frigging criminals of the companies involved with it. You have four major companies who are making these COVID vaccines. They've never brought a vaccine to market before. That's Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson knowingly put in chemicals in their baby powder. They got caught. They've been fined tens and tens of billions of dollars. You have serial felons, Pfizer and AstraZeneca, okay, that have been fined tens of billions of dollars for false advertising, killing people with their drugs. They knew it. These are the people that were picked to do the vaccines. All major vaccine makers have paid out tens of billions of dollars in damages for other products they brought to market when they knew these products would cause injuries and death. Vioxx, Dextra, Celebrex, let's go back, opioids, okay? So Johnson & Johnson has lost major lawsuits, 95, 96, 2001, 2010, 2011, 16, 2019, okay? And the vaccines, they all contain aborted baby cells. So if you call yourself a Christian, well, you think you're going to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," and it breaks my heart every day. Because when I'm doing consultations, so I don't step on any toes, I always ask people, "What do you believe spiritually?" Because I don't want to step on any toes. And when they say they're Christians, I said, "We'll see." Because if you're a Christian, you're supposed to obey God's word. And since most of the churches are not teaching this, we serve a merciful God. With everything coming out about what the United States government and the billionaires have been doing for decades, the baby sacrifice, the killing of the babies, chopping them up, putting the aborted baby cells in food and flavorings and drinking the blood for the adrenochrome, and the list goes on and on. If nothing else, we know we serve a merciful God. His mercy is new every day. But in the book of Genesis, what happened? God had to destroy the earth. And he tells you why. Satan and his fallen angels were coming down. This is in Genesis 6. And having sex with women and creating the hybrid race of Nephilim, the giants. And the first time I read, Noah and his family were perfect in their generations. What does that mean? I had to do a full etiology word study. Noah and his family, a total of 8 people, were the only 8 people left on planet Earth whose DNA bloodline has not been corrupted. Gee, so God had to destroy the whole Earth and start over except for the 8 people. Their bloodline had been corrupted by the fallen angels. Well, I don't believe that. I don't care if you believe it or not. Okay, it's right in God's word. You don't want to believe it? Well, did Satan go anywhere? No. He's been working on this for centuries. Genetically modified foods. And now a vaccine that changes your DNA. So when God looks at you, if you've taken a vaccine, is he going to see a human being or is he going to see a Nephilim? I don't know. Maybe you ought to do some research on it. Okay, so the vaccines are deadly. Everyone who takes one is going to have problems. And I've talked to people, "Well, I feel fine. I was a little sick for a few days. but I'm fine. I said, we'll see. Okay, good luck. You know, pray. And maybe God will forgive you for putting aborted babies in your body, baby cells in your body, and changing your DNA. I don't know. Okay, so just in the natural, they're extremely deadly. The masks. And I have videos of this under high-power microscopes, seeing the nano worms in the mask, cancer-causing chemicals. And let's talk about the PCR test. First of all, I have a video of the, you know, that's that big Q-tip that stuck up your sinus passages. Never do it again if you've already done it, okay? I don't know what to tell you to do. If you do it again, I have the article that's saying that's actually vaccinating people. They don't know it, and that at the tip of those are Morgellons. They have videos of the fibers of Morgellons. They're putting it right up next to your brain. There's microscopic worms in that big Q-tip. Gives you the vaccine. There's microscopic nanobots that eat right through your brain. And now the scientists are saying people who have not only taken the vaccine, but who are submitting. See, there is an FDA-approved saliva test. So if you're forced to take a test, just tell them you will not stick anything up my sinuses. I want the FDA-approved saliva test. And if they fight you on it, then you have some decisions to make. Lawyers are lining up, mark my word. If you watch any TV right now, you cannot help but see the legal of the law firms saying, if you've been exposed to Roundup Ready, the weed killer, and have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call our law offices. There's 120,000 lawsuits against those satanic, you know, I call them Monsatan. But anyway, in the next few months, mark my word, I'm talking to lawyers all over the country. If you were denied service for not wearing a mask, if you were forced to wear a mask, whatever, call our law offices. They are going to sue the hell out of these companies. Here in Arizona, our criminal governor did lift the mask mandate, but you have companies still forcing you to wear a mask. And when they try to make me do that, I just take out my little camera and say, smile, I want your name, your badge number, and you will be hearing from my lawyer. I am going to sue the hell out of you. The American Disabilities Act says I don't have to wear a mask. I have an underlying health condition that I don't have to tell you about, which I don't. But they're not going to make me wear a mask and breathe in microworms, nanoworms, the cancer-causing chemicals, okay, especially the blue masks. Be very careful. So if I'm forced to put a mask on, like I am at the hospital, I pull it down, and it's under my chin. And I have some nurses and stuff. Would you please pull your mask up? I said, no. And then I have a brochure I hand out to them with all the medical studies about how dangerous masks are. I said, why don't you know this? What are you, an ignorant fool or a sheep or what? I won't put up with it anymore, and it's time you start to stand up too. Okay? So, that's, again, I could overload you with information on the vaccines, on the masks, on the PCR testing, on everything to do about this fake plandemic. It was planned. Are they going to release another one? Yup. I don't know if you heard about a month ago. Okay. You would think that our government would kind of monitor people coming in from other parts of the world where there's, you know, really bad diseases. Well, in the Congo right now, we have a breakout of Ebola again. Now, Ebola, oh, my God almighty, there have been movies about this. Dustin Hoffman did that one outbreak. So they've been predictive programming this and us for years. But you essentially bleed out of every orifice. So this guy comes into the United States from the Congo. All of these infectious diseases normally start somewhere in Africa because they have germ warfare labs there. These are all man-made. Okay, so he comes into this country, gets onto a bus, and I want to say it was in Pennsylvania. I don't know if it was Philadelphia. Whatever. Proceeds to projectile vomit over most of the passengers on the bus, passed out, rushed him to the hospital. He has Ebola. So now those people on the bus have been exposed. Well, good news, Super Silver. And this is not, I'm not making any drug claims. So if the FDA is listening or whatever, I'm just telling you what happened. You know, we had Ebola outbreaks in 2009 and 2012 or 13 or whatever. And a nano silver was sent to Africa, and it shut down Ebola. Then you have the military arm of the military. I'm sorry, the medical arm of the military, USAMRIID. I have the research study published. Nano silver shuts off Ebola. Now, are there other things you need to do? Of course. You need to build your immune system. Vitamin D. I was so surprised to see on the controlled media where they actually had doctors on some of the news stations saying that vitamin D3 is so important, and that, you know, with all this racist stuff going on now about dark-skinned people, said they get much sicker because they don't absorb as much as vitamin D3 as, you know, as white-skinned people do. And that their low vitamin D3 levels makes them very susceptible to all of these infectious diseases. Got to raise your vitamin D3, okay, with K2. Never want to take it without K2 and vitamin D3. Then magnesium works with it, too. These are the things, if you call me at my research office, we'll do a consultation, go over the drugs you're on, go over what disease you've been told that you have, and the list goes on and on. So enough about the vaccines. They're deadly. If you take them, you're not going to fare very well, okay? And I don't even know what to tell you. If you're stupid enough from this point forward to do anything with a vaccine allowing a needle to be put in your arm, then you're bordering on being stupid, okay? Now, let's talk about just some health in general, okay? Monsanto Corporation, I call them Monsatan. And if you're my age, listening, in the Vietnam era, what chemical killed more soldiers in Vietnam than the bullets did? It's called Agent Orange, made by Monsanto. Who's their parent company? Bayer Corporation. They weren't always called Bayer. During the Nazi regime, they were IG Farben. Look it up. F-A-R-B-E-N, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rothschilds, satanic, and the Bush family, our former presidents. Absolutely, horrendously evil. So, what did IG Farben do for the Nazis? They made all the gas to kill everybody in the concentration camps. Oh, how interesting is that? And then after World War II, they said, what are we going to do with this technology? Rockefeller said, I invented the cancer industry. I'll just convince them it's good to treat cancer. That same chemical, the mustard gas derivative, Zycon B, is now called chemotherapy. Oh, they wouldn't do that. Yes, they would. This is who runs the world, the beast system, the deep state. Okay, so what's going on? What started to be sprayed on us in 1975? The Roundup Ready with the chemical glyphosate in it. Now, 1975, nobody knew about this. The food science companies, they had no idea, and they didn't draw the correlation between the explosion of diseases, okay, until the early 80s. And they said, something's going on. Why this explosion of cancer and heart disease and all these? Well, excuse me, they finally do the correlation, started to test for glyphosate. And and they actually tested all the food, but they were afraid to publish the list of the food. I've got the list. I'll send it to you if you call me at my research office, 480-429-0021. Okay, and but they were afraid to publish it. Okay, for fear of lawsuits, that even if they won, the legal fees would bankrupt them. Well, the first major lawsuit against Monsanto, I think it happened about 3 years ago. Young guy, 45 years old, a groundskeeper in California, spraying Roundup Ready, the number one weed killer, 500 million pounds is sprayed every year on our food, even organic food. Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll take the call. Daniel.
Hi. I have been using the 10 parts per million super silver through a little spray bottle and misting the paper mask on those rare occasions they have to wear a mask. Is that a good idea?
Absolutely. They actually have masks that are silver impregnated. Now, you're still breathing in. If you don't have to wear a mask, don't wear it. Okay?
Absolutely.
The masks do not stop the virus. But excuse me. But spraying the silver on the mask, and they actually have, I want to say a Japanese company got the patent on it, where they silver impregnate the masks. So it just gives you another barrier to stop any bacteria and stuff coming through the mask. It certainly isn't going to stop a virus. It's better than nothing. But then you're faced with the fact, I have the videos, I can send them to you, of the nano worms and the the scientist breathes on them and they move. So the silver sprayed on the mask does give you some added protection, but it's not going to protect you against the terrible chemicals that are in the mask. So don't wear a mask if you don't have to. But, yeah, spraying silver on the mask just gives you an extra level of protection.
At what magnification do you need to see those nanoworms?
They were at thousands of times.
Oh, okay.
So microscope.
Yeah, my 1,000 power microscope won't check
that. That might. It's possible. It's possible that 1,000 magnification could. I hear the music. We're going to commercial break. Thanks for calling, Daniel.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
Okay, we're back. This is Glenn, International Health. Personal number at my research office in Arizona, West Coast time, 480-429-0021. I want to get back to this glyphosate poisoning. So anyway, the first lawsuit 3 years ago, young man spraying Roundup Ready on a football field in California, came down with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, fancy way of saying blood cancer. During his trial, his lawyer made Monsanto disclose that they have known since 1981, that's 40 years, that exposure to one part per billion of glyphosate caused every major disease known to mankind. And I have that list of food, okay, that, see, the food science companies were afraid to publish the list that they had tested for fear of lawsuits. But the first lawsuit was $300 million. That's a day's pay for Monsanto and Bayer. But then they weren't afraid to publish the list. I have the list, and at the bottom of the list are the 15 major diseases that are caused by exposure to glyphosate. Now, one of those diseases is called leaky gut. The doctors call it intestinal permeability. Okay? And and I have the article here. I'll email it to you if you call me. Listen to this. Leaky gut. Our digestive system that starts at the back of our throat, it's 32 feet long. We've all seen the pictures of the anatomy, winds around, goes down, large intestines, the anus, the back door of the house, and out goes. Okay, it's supposed to be one continuous, unbroken tube. One cell thick is all. 32 feet long. So imagine a 32-foot-long fire hose attached to a fire hydrant. And somebody comes along with a razor knife and about every quarter of an inch cuts a slice through the hose. Would much water get to the fire if there was one? No. That's what happens to our gut. Listen to these diseases. And this is why I know this was planned. This is the perfect satanic partnership between the food companies and Big Pharma. These are the diseases absolutely proven to be caused by leaky gut. Leaky gut means that instead of an unbroken tube, you get breaks in the digestive system. And instead of the food staying in the digestive system, being digested properly, nutrients being extracted to go into the only place that matters, the life of the flesh is in the blood. End of discussion, end of debate. So breaks take place. Intestinal permeability. Food and chemicals and the toxins in the food leak through the gut directly into the bloodstream and cause massive inflammation. Listen to these diseases. Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Anything to do with the thyroid. All arthritises. All allergies. Asthma. Acne. Depression. Anxiety. Irritable bowel. Fibromyalgia. chronic fatigue. Skin conditions, again, all skin conditions are glyphosate poisoning, psoriasis, lupus, celiac disease. You have a whole billion-dollar industry falsely created. Look at God used wheat to feed the whole world for centuries. How is it in our generation wheat suddenly became deadly? And, oh, you have celiac disease. No, no, you don't. You have glyphosate poisoning. They created a whole industry to cover that up. Celiac, Parkinson's. So the Roundup Ready not only eats away your digestive system, you have a protective barrier that God put around the brain called the blood-brain barrier. It eats that away like acid. So now we have an epidemic of neurological disorders, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, multiple sclerosis. So that Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowel disease, insomnia, autism, nutritional deficiencies, the nutrition. Until you fix your leaky gut, you will never get the nutrition absorbed. Eczema, sepsis, a very deadly blood infection that you can die from. Then just in general, all autoimmune diseases, bloating, brain fog, chronic diarrhea and or constipation, excessive fatigue, gas, headaches, immune system, memory loss, mood disorders, skin issues. They're all caused by glyphosate poisoning, leaky gut. So now, instead of just, and I'll email you the list of the food. Now here's a real simple rule of thumb. A television commercial, minimum, is $250,000 for a 30-second commercial. Who can afford that? The number one advertiser, Big Pharma. Number two is processed food. They have partnered together. They create the diseases because of the food. Any food you see advertised on TV is genetically modified poison. Will give you every disease. And in fact, when I got this list, first got it, I have DirecTV. So I spent a couple of hours flipping through every station. We have hundreds of stations. Stopped on every pharmaceutical ad just to see what disease they were talking about. Every disease that I just mentioned, caused by leaky gut, every ad was for a drug to treat one of those diseases. What a perfect satanic combination of the food companies. Okay, so anything advertised on TV is genetically modified poison. Limit it or you will be sick. That's what they want. Sick people are easy to control. That's what this is all about. So understand, you need certified organic, non-genetically modified. Now, the fastest growing food science testing industry is glyphosate testing. If you buy organic food, you see the emblem on the food product, okay, certified organic. You now see it for certified non-GMO. The fastest growing, because consumers are demanding it, is glyphosate testing. Keep in mind, one part per billion is all it takes. Our nano silver is 30 parts per million, and it's been tested against 500 parts per million because it's in an alkaline structured water base. It kills everything, fungus, yeast, candida, bacteria, viruses, okay? But that's a 30 part per million. One part per billion is all it takes to cause all these diseases. You think that's by accident? No, it's not. Okay, so in the few minutes we have left, I want to give you hope. Okay, God will never leave us defenseless against this satanic onslaught of world depopulation. And understand, a lot of us are going to die. So what? We physically die. We don't spiritually die if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I don't mean to make this sound like church, but hey, billions of us are going to die. The eugenicists are in control. They own the power structure of the world right now. They want a sick, tired, fat, depressed, diabetic, got cancer, and they want us dead, especially if you're 65 or older. We are marked for death. They got to get rid of us. Okay? So, what do we do about it? Well, we research, we study, and we try to limit what goes into our body to the most healthy, nutritious food and water. That's why I say, and stock up, nothing that you purchase today will be cheaper in the near future. Hyperinflation has already started. They are printing up trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars out of thin air. Okay, what do I think about precious metals? And I include three, gold, silver, and lead in the form of bullets. Okay, personal friend of mine owns a company here in Arizona who makes very specific high-powered rifles for law enforcement and SWAT teams and makes match-grade ammo. And if you purchased ammo recently, you're seeing what's happened. You haven't seen anything yet. It's going to double in price again in the next 3 months. They're going to try to make it impossible to get it. And if you notice, the current administration, they've already taken away our First Amendment rights. Now what are they after? Our Second Amendment. They don't. And what part of shall not be infringed don't these bastards understand? They don't care. They got to get the guns. How are they going to take over the United States when there's 400 or 500 million guns? But a rather large business that my friend does business with just ordered 1 million rounds of 223 and 9mm. And he asked him, he said, why do you want so many rounds? He says, I have friends in the military. I know it's coming. So gold and silver, gold, you got to be semi-rich to get it. Silver is the poor man's gold. It's going to go through the roof. See, if all the gold was taken off of planet Earth, our life wouldn't change at all. If all the silver, if you woke up tomorrow and all the silver was gone, we wouldn't be talking. You wouldn't be hearing the radio. Silver is needed for all communications and this move toward green. All solar energy has silver. All cell phones, all military things have silver. It's being used in the medical industry now because it's extremely antimicrobial, kills bacteria, viruses. Nothing can become immune to it. Okay, and gee, I wonder, because when this thing first started, this fake pandemic, 68 silver companies were attacked. Some of them with SWAT teams, like they were terrorists. I mean, SWAT teams, FBI and FDA SWAT teams attacked some of these silver companies. Our factory was one of them. Thank God when they got shut down, they had the resources to hire a very powerful, one of the most powerful anti-FDA law firms in the United States. We took them to court, kicked their butt, and now we don't have any problem. We can't make drug claims, okay, but we don't have to. There's enough research studies on silver and the medical cartel. There's 75 FDA-approved medical devices made out of silver. So what do you want to stock up on? I don't know how long the price will be held. Price of silver is going through the roof. Anything you see on TV, don't believe it. Walk into a coin store and see how much it costs to walk out with a silver ounce. It's a heck of a lot more than what's on TV. That's all paper silver. So gold, silver, and bullets are precious metals. Okay, food, everything you need on an average day is going to cost more. Your health, what kind of price tag would you put on your health? I talk to multimillionaires every week who are very sick, and they admit to me I'd give it all back if I had my health back. And they're going to give it all back in medical bills. It's just ridiculous what things cost. You ain't seen nothing yet. What I'm hearing from the nurses and the nurse practitioners over at the hospital that I go to teach, there's drug shortages showing up. It's unbelievable, the increase in prices, okay? What they did during this fake pandemic to kill people, 99% of the people put on respirators died. Why? Because I have the video of the doctor who said, wait a minute, and he's a very prominent ICU doctor in New York. you know, and he said, well, everybody coming in, okay, who's put on respirators, 99% of them die. And then he and his colleagues got together and said, wait a minute, what's going on? So he started to test their blood oxygen levels. And he said it would be equivalent to sending a group of professional mountain climbers to the top of Mount Everest with no oxygen equipment. What would they die from, the virus? No, they would die from oxygen deprivation. But the hospitals were making about $40,000 for every person they put on a respirator, even if they died. And it didn't matter what they died from. They could have died from cancer and diabetes and obesity and heart disease, but it was always COVID. Why? Because they made billions and billions of dollars to continue this lie, and they're continuing it to this day. And it's all been geared toward, from the very beginning, vaccines. Change your DNA. Well, do I have proof of this? Yes. If you call me at my research office, 480-429-0021 in Arizona. If you get the voicemail, hey, leave your name and number. Just say you heard me on the Power Hour. I will always call you back. Be patient. We'll do a consultation if you need one, and I can point you in the right direction. In the meantime, if you're using products from the Power Mall, stock up as much as you're able to, because they're going to cost more. I guarantee it. The supply chain I'm hearing, and this weather attack that took place, I don't know, what is it, a month ago, 6 weeks ago in Texas? Do you think that was by accident? Look, the deep state, satanic powers that be, have weather control. They punished Texas with that real deep freeze because Texas is talking about having what they call the Texit, like Brexit, about leaving the Union. We're no longer the United States of America. We're the divided states of America. Half of the population hates the other. You can't even sit down and reason together. Either agree with me or you're a racist. Whatever. Okay, so and the nation divided against itself will not stand. So what did Texas do? They were talking about secession. So they got nailed with a freak storm, just by accident, shut down a lot of the oil refineries. And what are plastic bottles and plastic caps made from? Oil. There is now a supply chain break. Okay, I've been waiting for some products. They said, we've got the raw materials. We just don't have the plastic bottles and the plastic caps. Look what's going on with the chips, you know, and that are causing a major shortage. There's a major shortage going on. They're shutting down car companies because they can't get the chips. And it's not the super expensive chips. The articles I've been getting, there's a dollar chip that goes in every piece of electronics in every car. There's a huge worldwide shortage. Look what happened at the Suez Canal. You think that was by accident? Stop $10 billion a day of cargo running through the Suez Canal? Oh, that was just by accident. One of the largest ships in the world got blown. Excuse me. Got blown by wind, sealed. Come on. Everything that happens in this world, you better accept the fact. We've been lied to. Everything you've been told is a lie. Everything you hear from any politician. And again, there's a few honest ones. Okay, God always puts Daniels in Babylon, but by and large, most of them are scumbag liars with, you know, look what's going on at the border. Why are they allowing that to happen? Well, invasion at our southern border. The Chinese are waiting to invade from Canada. So please, 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 I'm begging you, for your sake, your family's sake, get this information. If you have family members who are waffling about the vaccine, please call me and I'll email you out the articles. And if they get them, if they get the vaccine, well, I don't know what to tell you, okay? I don't know if the mercy of God is enough to overcome complete stupidity of changing the DNA and that. So let's just pray, okay? But that's what's going on, okay? Every disease can be fixed, okay? Don't let anybody tell you that all this disease state that's going on is by accident. The food has been poisoned. The water has been poisoned. That's why it's so important to buy water. Every time you go to the grocery store, every nook and cranny, look how much space there is under the average bed or closets, okay, that aren't filled. Water, 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 water. It will be liquid gold. Would you pay $5 a gallon, $10 a gallon? Yes. Great water filters necessary to filter out the estrogen compound from bottled water. Yeah. Okay. Getting a group of like-minded individuals. Yes. Keeping your mouth shut about your preparedness. Yes. These are all common sense things. But unfortunately, common sense has left most of the population of the United States. Look at them line up like sheep for this vaccine without doing any research. And all I hear, I don't even watch the local TV anymore. Everything is vaccine, 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 vaccine. No side effects. No thousands of people dying a week. Just get your vaccine and we'll be able to go back to normal. Except the fraud Fauci said, no, you get the vaccine, you still have to wear masks, still got a social distance. And, it, I mean, come on. What is it going to take, people? So it's just very important to understand God is not going to leave us defenseless, okay, in all this. I can tell you I've been on some scientific conference calls recently. Some of the greatest breakthroughs in human health are on the horizon. Some of them, they're waiting for bottling and labels that have been held up. 5G, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of companies all over the Internet that claim to have devices that neutralize 5G. And isn't it interesting? The radiation poisoning from 5G mimics the COVID symptoms. Because when this thing first started, the only states that were considered hotspots, Arizona being one of them, and New York, and this is when it first started, they were the hotspots. And they were the states that had already erected 5G antennas, Arizona being one of them. Our criminal governor here, okay, has sold out to telecoms years ago, and we were one of the hotspots. Now, about every third commercial on TV is about 5G. And, gee, the second and third wave of COVID going through the country, 5G has everything to do with it. I have a list of the diseases medically proven to be caused from your exposure. But there are a group of scientists. I've been working with them for a long time because they're having a hard time getting the raw materials necessary. But they have a device about the size of a smartphone that will neutralize the 5G. Because if we don't neutralize that, we don't stand a chance, to be honest with you. But then conference calls I've been on surprised even me. Why would they call little Glenn from International Health? And on the other lines are some of the greatest scientific minds in the world. Okay, so I can tell you there are products. I'll be letting the Power Mall know about them if they decide they want to carry them. In the meantime, they have good products. Please, they got good storage food, Numana, and I believe they have the the Big Berkey water filters. Stock up on the good products that they have. Everything antimicrobial, vitamin D3, unbelievably important. Zinc blocks the virus like an 800-pound gorilla from getting into the cell. Okay, whatever virus they release. So it's going to get worse, people. Please get ready for it. Spiritually, physically, mentally, okay, you've got to get healthy. You have to get healthy and strong. Get an exercise program as much as you can. Drink plenty of good, pure water. Keep your body alkaline. Put in healthy, healthy, organic, non-GMO food as much as you have the ability to get it. And the rest you've got to leave up to prayer, okay? But, and again, I'm a phone call away. You know, 480-429-0444. 0021. We'll go over anything that you're dealing with and to help you wean off the medications. I've never met anybody who is deficient in a medication, okay, who has a disease. Medications are simply to cover up the symptoms of your body breaking down. So there's no mystery in that. So just please understand, do not take the vaccine. Be careful of having to wear masks. There are great websites that have lawyers who will help you if you need a lawyer. Some of them are actually doing it for next to nothing. You want to sue some of these stores and people who are trying to stop you from entering the store without a mask, even though there is no mask mandate. You sue them. That's the only thing. These companies that are now, look what just happened in Georgia. And they're attacking them because they want voter ID. You need an ID to do almost anything. And now you have all these corporations attacking the state of Georgia and any of these people who want voter ID. You know what you do? You vote with your pocketbook. You can look them up on the internet, and do not spend a dime with these satanic scumbag companies, okay, who are saying, oh, no, illegal aliens should be able to vote without an ID. Are you kidding me? They want to take away our right to, you know, have legal voting, so they are in power forever. So start voting with your money. Don't spend any money with these satanic corporations who are trying to just overturn the United States. So I don't know how else to say it. I've been rattling on now for 2 hours, but just I wish you the blessing, okay? If you have your health questions, call me. If you have spiritual questions, call me. I'll do my best to point you in the right direction. Above all, please do the foundational things that we know are necessary. I hear the music. We are done. This is Glenn from International Health, 480-429-0021. Blessings to everyone and their family. Please be safe. Bye-bye.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.